Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Now, just before saying these words, Jesus had told the parable of the sheep and the goats. In chapter 24 and 25 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is sitting alone with his disciples on the Mount of Olives, telling them of the time to come, a time in the future when the temple would be destroyed, nation would rise against nation, famines and earthquakes would be in various places, and many would turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other. He told them that because of the increase in wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. He told them of the future time when the abomination that causes desolation will stand in the holy place. He goes on to say that as in the days of Noah, before the flood, when people were living large, paying no attention to God, the end will come. In chapter 25, he told them to keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. At that hour, on that day, the Son of Man will come in glory with all the angels with him. He said that all nations, all people, will be gathered before him and separated on his right and left. The sheep, those who love and worship him, will stand on his right, and the goats, those who are cursed because they do not love and worship him, will stand on his left. As he spoke to them in this final judgment, he spoke the words from today's scripture. "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." I think we all want to be on his right on that day. It can be easy to help our siblings, brothers and sisters from the family we grew up in, siblings from the same parents, even when we have resentments or anger pushing us apart. Family generally binds us. But Jesus was talking about all our human siblings. Perhaps we find it simple to think of our Christian brothers and sisters too. But Jesus was referring to all our brothers and sisters, all God's children. From that viewpoint, the least of these encompasses those in need all over the world. Just look at the news, and you will find hundreds of thousands of the least of these brothers and sisters. We must consider what Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 21. "If you want to be perfect, sell all you have, give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." I don't know if he meant that literally, but what if he did? In America, we are a nation of plenty. We have great wealth. I'll bet most people hearing my voice today have good houses filled with things of comfort and pantries full of food. When we turn on the news and see war-torn villages around the world, devastation in our own country from disasters and poverty, are we immediately reaching out to do for our fellow humans, our human brothers and sisters across the world? I'll wager that not many of us would sell all we have and give to the poor to follow Jesus. And not enough of us put food in that blessing box outside our church doors to feed our homeless brothers and sisters. Not enough of us skip the luxuries of dining out to write a weekly check to the Community Food Connection or Welcome Table, or to give to the International Rescue Committee to send food to our hungry brothers and sisters locally and in Gaza and Afghanistan. Food for Jesus. Perhaps this modern perspective on our brothers and sisters in need will give us pause and prod us to feed the least of these, to feed Jesus more richly and more often. Will you please pray with me? Great loving God, remind me that every bite I take, I must think of your hungry children next door, down the street, and across the world. Steer me to generously share my blessings with you and all of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Bernice Howard.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.